Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Towards the end of this chapter, that we should meditate and ponder of the creation of Allah Ta'ala, with regard to which in one hadith it comes that we should read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, that is, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, that how Allah has created the heavens and the earth. With regard to all those clear signs of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads this, the end does not ponder on the creation of Allah Ta'ala, there is way destruction for such a person. So this is very important, that we should, the creation of Allah, we should ponder and think how Allah Ta'ala has created everything, and this should then lead us to the recognition of Allah, the existence of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is the only one who has made all. He is there and He is the sole creator, and everything is in His control, and we must also submit and turn and give ourselves over totally to Allah Ta'ala. By doing this, this will strengthen our iman very, very greatly. And then that ibadat which is done with the correct yaqeen, with the correct conviction, that ibadat becomes very valuable. A person's ibadat may still be the same in quantity, but if we have realized the existence of Allah, and in our namaz, our dhikr, our tilawat, we have concentration, and we have that full yaqeen on Allah, that same ibadat becomes very, very valuable now. So further, which mentioned, true recognition of Allah is developed through deep reflection. Not only meditate, but deep reflection. And but unfortunately, we don't think a bit about the creation of Allah. Outside ourselves, within ourselves, Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you think of yourself, in yourself? Who made your eyes? How did Allah make your eyes, your brains, your heart, your liver, every part of the body, how Allah Ta'ala has made it? If a person ponders about this, he will realize also the existence of Allah Ta'ala. This should lead a person to a firm, unshakable level of iman. This is what is required, that full conviction, that yaqeen that we must have. وَبِلْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ وَإِيقَانَ وَلَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوْقِنُونَ. That iqan, that full conviction. One is the ibadat, a person makes namaz, two rakats of namaz. We all made our two rakats of fajr namaz now. But how many of us, our thoughts were where and where? We hardly were thinking of Allah. And those of us who thought of Allah in the conviction of Allah, we made namaz shoulder to shoulder, were next to one another. But everyone's namaz by Allah is of a different level. Those of us who had that yaqeen, and we made with that our namaz, our sajda, our Allahu Akbar, that namaz is so valuable. And one that was done in unmindfulness, or that we have doubt in the existence of Allah, what is the value of that namaz? So this is what has to be required, and therefore this ibadat is so great, that a little while thinking and meditating in the creation of Allah is better than the whole night's ibadat, because this brings that yaqeen. So we should do it with that in our mind. Conversely, one who is false in his belief of Allah is led by his desires towards instability. A person whose iman is very weak, very flimsy, it is just on the surface. It is, as the Quran explains, people who give charity and they do it for name and fame. It is like you have planted something on a solid rock. And when just a little rain falls, it washes away everything. There is nothing. So if our iman is also so flimsy and so weak, like we saw with the COVID rules that came, how quickly we forgot the commands of Allah and we followed government laws. We followed what the scientists said, and we did not even remember or think of the commands of Allah. So weak we became. So when our iman is so weak and it gets shaken, just by a little wind, not even a gust of wind, not even a breeze, just a little wind, and our iman gets shaken, then we can imagine what at the time of mort, what will be our condition. And with so many other things, we just give in to our lust. We give in to our desires. We are too worried what people will say. And we want to make the people happy. We want to make our nafs happy. And we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. So that iman is required. And one great means of acquiring that iman is to sincerely and properly meditate, deep reflection of the creation of Allah. We will realize the Creator. A person, a farmer walking in the desert, he sees the dung of a camel and he says that this proves that a camel has gone this way. So when the entire creation, how doesn't it prove on the existence of Allah? And the wisdom of Allah, with what perfect system the world is carrying on, for Allah only knows how many thousands of years but this world is carrying on. It is all only by the system of Allah Ta'ala. So we should realize the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Hence, an intelligent person takes his carnal self to task regarding every small and major matter. A person, it comes in the hadith that we had read, that a wise person is that person who takes stock of himself and does good deeds for what is to follow after death. So a wise person, when he realizes this, he doesn't need any bayans or lectures on his own. He will prepare for akhirat. From there also we can gauge how much have we got this conviction. If we have got the conviction of akhirat, what are our investments for akhirat? What are our stocks for akhirat? But if it is on dunya, our conviction, then we'll be worried about investments of dunya, about the comfort and enjoyment of dunya. We won't think about the akhirat. Whereas those whose yaqeen is on the akhirat, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ, they race with one another. They hurry towards akhirat and the preparation of akhirat. But if it is only dunya, we will be worried about our houses, about the beauty of our houses, small, small things. The last corner of the garden must also be so perfect. And no worry about our akhirat. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, those who have got worry of the akhirat, they will worry my Quran Sharif, every letter I must pronounce properly. I must read it correctly. That worry is not at all with us. But everything of the dunya, my lifestyle, my holidays, all those things must be in check. But our akhirat, we don't worry. So if a person got that conviction on akhirat, it will automatically change his life. While a foolish person becomes a slave of his base desire. That is, as the hadith says, وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنِتَّبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. A useless and foolish person just follows his desires. I must have all the things of this dunya. Well, the akhirat, we don't even think about it. We make no preparations for akhirat. We are worried about, there mustn't be one crease in my clothing. My clothes must match. My socks must match with my trouser. My shirt must dress to match with this. All those things we are worried, and about our deen, we have got no concern. So this reflection is a very great ibadat and deep reflection. And to come to the conclusion, the correct conclusion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You haven't created all this in vain. It was so that we take a lesson. We realize your existence, your qudrat. We realize the reality of akhirat, which is the final and the eternal boat. We realize that this dunya is very, very temporary, very flimsy. It's got absolutely nothing to offer us. The real life and preparation is for the akhirat. If we do that, for a few minutes we should take out, 1 or 2 minutes a day, and reflect on this, this, and this will lead us to this conviction. And then that ibadat which is done with this conviction is of great value. We will get the enjoyment. Otherwise, we also just want to finish with our ibadat as soon as possible. We want to be the last to come to the masjid and the first to go away. Rozas, we take them as a burden. Namaz we perform, like Allah Ta'ala says, with the munafiqun wal munafiqin. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they make namaz, and that is just to show people, lazily, without their heart in it, just as a duty, just to get over with it. And therefore also we find, unfortunately, common it has become with us, officially, together with all the trustees of the masjid and all, we make namaz awwal waqt. We just want to get over with it, just push it behind our back. And we don't think of the proper time of namaz, in which time we should make namaz. We just want to finish it up so that it's behind our back. Isha namaz, if time comes in at 5 to 7, azan will be given at 7. Jamaat at 10 past 7, not even quarter past 7. We won't allow time also for the proper sunnahs and preparation for the namaz, just that it gets over. And for what are we rushing? Allah alone knows. Why we want to finish our namaz so early, and what we're going to do after that? Only Allah knows why we want to make it so early. So everything, we just take it as a burden on our back. That is those who perform the namaz, and those who don't worry, that's a complete different story. So Allah give us tawfiq to reflect and understand reality, and everyone with his own capacity which Allah has given him is enough for himself, as a bayan for himself, as guidance towards Allah. Allah let us use these capacities which Allah has given us.